Talofa, and here's the news. Holding cells directly behind the Whangatongo police station caught fire yesterday afternoon. Three inmates were being held in the two cells, but according to the Acting Commissioner of Public Safety, Whalanga Ipupu Tase Sangapoltele, the inmates were outside the building when the blaze started. They were helping crews from Public Works and ASPA carrying out digging work for bathroom pipes. The building which caught fire is right next to the Whangatongo fire station, and one fire truck stationed there responded. With electrical lines connected from the building to the main police station, a priority was to turn off the power. The governor's office evacuated when the fire broke out, citing possible impact from electrical wires. The acting commissioner said last night that the cause of the fire is under investigation. The three inmates who were held at the Whangatongo cells include one of the four inmates who escaped from the Territorial Correctional Facility on the night of June 26 and were picked up by a truck with two people. The acting commissioner said the inmate was behind the wheel when the truck that police had chased from Leloloa crashed in Taputimu that night. The other two inmates that were in the Whangatongo cells had been transferred from the TCF for safety reasons, according to the acting commissioner. This was the second fire in just 4 days in Whangatongo. On Friday night, a fire in the upper Whangatongo area destroyed a home, displacing a family of 10. The fires are occurring while the Whangatongo fire station has been closed due to safety and unhygienic conditions cited by the Department of Health. Whangatongo Representative Malayal Talu Melesiagur wrote to Governor Pulali'i Nikolau Pula early yesterday morning expressing concern about the closure. He said more than 40 days have passed since DOH ordered the station closed and it remains out of service with no clear timeline for reopening. He said the consequences of the prolonged closure became painfully evident on Friday when a fire destroyed the home of a family of 10 in Whangatongo. He said that because the Whangatongo fire station was closed, firefighters had to respond from Tafuna. While our firefighters responded as quickly and professionally as they could under these circumstances, he said, this situation is simply unacceptable. Malayal Talu pointed out that Whangatongo is home to more than 2,000 residents, countless businesses, the port of Pangopango, and the executive, judicial and legislative branches of government. It should never be left without a fully operational fire station for an extended period. Furthermore, with the Whangaitua substation currently under repairs, the entire eastern district is more vulnerable to delayed emergency response times. The Whangatongo Whaipule implored that public safety cannot be placed on hold because of unresolved facility issues. If repairs or health concerns require the temporary closure of the fire station, every effort should have been made to ensure those issues were resolved without leaving the community unprotected for more than a month. He asked Governor Pulali'i for his immediate intervention and urged that he direct the appropriate agencies to expedite the reopening of the Whangatongo Fire Station or establish a temporary arrangement within the Ma'aputasi District until the fire station is returned to service. He stated the people of Whangatongo should not have to experience another devastating loss before this matter receives the attention it deserves. The food item with the highest price increase in the basic food index for June was fish, which rose 7.9%. In May, fish was $4.83 a pound. Last month, the price was $5.19. The price of turkey tails increased 2.5%. jumping from $2.40 to $2.46 a pound. Other basic food items whose prices increased are milk up 2%, sausage up 1.8%, saimin up 1.7%, and bananas up 1.3%. The price of ice cream up slightly by 0.8%, corned beef up 0.7%, pork spare ribs up 0.5%, and rice rose 0.4%. The price increases contributed to a 0.3% increase in the June basic food index compared to May. The price of eggs, meanwhile, keeps dropping. In May, the cost of one dozen small eggs was $1.96. That dropped to $1.85 last month. Sugar dropped 4.1%, taro down 1.4%, chicken down 0.7%, mayonnaise down 0.6%, and butter was down 0.4%. Meanwhile, the price of soda, water, bread and tuna remain the same. Congresswoman Wifatali Amata is offering her congratulations to Lucas Hoss to Fesila Fa'i Foster of Samoana High School, American Samoa's first ever representative at this week's Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America National Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. Lucas of Pangapango and Futinga Villages was selected in April as one of only 12 recipients nationwide of the 2026 FCCLA National Leadership Conference Scholarship, as he takes part in this year's national conference with more than 10,000 students and educators. Additionally, while traveling from Pangapango to Washington, Lucas learned FCCLA administrators selected him as American Samoa's 2026 election voting delegate. He also served as the territory's flag bearer during the national conference and will walk across the platform to accept a membership increase award on behalf of American Samoa FCCLA with his family looking on. Each of these honors are first-time milestones for American Samoa's participation in FCCLA. The Congresswoman said, "Congratulations to Lucas Foster on these outstanding achievements and thank you for representing American Samoa. We're so proud of his selection as one of only 12 FCCLA National Scholarship recipients serving as our territory's election voting delegate and carrying our flag at a national conference, all in honor of American Samoa. On this stage, Lucas is showing the wonderful leadership, responsibility, and promise that our young people bring to every opportunity and opening the door for our students in FCCLA. Lucas said, "I'm very grateful to our Heavenly Father for this amazing opportunity. I'm humbled because I never thought I would receive the scholarship, and I was surprised to learn on the way to Washington, D.C., that I had also been selected as the voting delegate for American Samoa. I am honored to represent our people and my peers at this year's FCCLA National Leadership Conference. I'm learning, enjoying my time here, meeting new people, and trying my best to advocate for and represent American Samoa." From Honolulu, a woman who died in a crash that shut down the H1 freeway westbound in Honolulu for more than 3 hours on Saturday has been identified as Savalivali Vivao. She was 28. It was reported to police that Vivao was traveling west on the H1 freeway when, for unknown reasons, she crossed all lanes of traffic and crashed into the concrete center median. Sources said she was pronounced dead at the scene. Honolulu police said Vivao was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident. At this time, police said speed does not appear to be a contributing factor in the crash. And that's the news.